Hi, I'm Brother James, and this is my Many Messages podcast. I would like to take a moment to thank you for joining me while we dive into God's Word together. So last time on the podcast, I shared an episode called Don't Overthink It, Just Do It, in which we talked about the concept of not spending too much time thinking about what you ought to be doing for Christ and spending more time actually doing that. This week I'd like to continue, but before that, we can go back and look at the five life applications to becoming a more focused Christian that I had come up with that I wanted to share with you. First, obviously, was last time's episode, Don't Overthink It, Just Do It. This time where we'll be talking about finishing the work that's in front of you, and I think that's a very important point that everybody needs to stay focused on. We'll dive into that in a little bit. Next time we will look at shuffle your feet. Sounds weird, I know, trust me, I have a way to go with that, and I really want to share it with you. Then we will be focusing on always moving forward, which to me is, we have too many stagnant Christians. This is going to be a really, really good one. I'm hoping that you all enjoy it. And lastly, we will be focusing on my favorite, have fun. We don't have enough fun as Christians, and I think this is going to be one of the greatest parts of it is have fun. Okay, so our key scripture today for the topic of finish the work that's in front of you. Y'all, I think this is a very important topic, and that's why I'm going with this key scripture. I'm going to come out of Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8 of the Hellman Christian Standard Bible. You can use any translation you like, but Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8 say, according to the grace given to us, we have different gifts. If prophecy, use it according to the standard of one's faith. If service, in service. If teaching, in teaching. If extorting, in exhortation. Giving with generosity. Leading with diligence. Showing mercy with cheerfulness. And a side scripture on that also would come out of Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 40. Also, the Hellman Christian Standard Bible. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or without clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, I assure you, whatever you did for the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. So, what do these two pieces of scripture tell us? They tell us exactly what I was saying. Let's finish the job that's in front of us. I think it's important that we realize that as Christians, our job isn't to make sure that everybody else is doing their job. Our job is to take care of what calling God has put in front of us. And it's not always a calling that's way down the road. Most of the time, it's a calling that's right in front of us. God gives us day-to-day callings. Sometimes, a lot of the time, we use that calling over and over and over again, such as being a pastor or a preacher or a minister. That's a continual calling. But each day you also have a calling that's set in front of you. Paul is telling the people of Rome that by the grace of God, he has given us different gifts. So if you're a prophet, if you're given prophecy, you use it according to the standard of one's faith. You prophesy according to what God has put in front of you. If your job is to serve others, to be a servant in the church, to whatever, you take care of what's in front of you. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing around you. Take care of the job that's been put in front of you. And that's what we really, really, really need to take care of. Teachers need to teach. People who are called to extort others, to raise them up, to give them praise, that's what they need to be doing. People who are called to give constantly. We hear it so often. Give, 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 give. Not everybody's called to give. Yes, we should tithe, but tithing's not giving. Tithing is different than giving. Giving is being that selfless person who gives to charity, is that charitable person who gives out of generosity. And some people are called to that more than others. So don't judge based on what people are giving or not giving. They may not be called to it. And leading with diligence. We are all leaders in our own right, but not all of us are the head leader. Not all of us are the scene leader. Some of us are the behind the scenes leader, are the people who take care of things so the leader who's seen can do what he's called to do. So you need to lead with diligence in whatever you're doing. And of course, showing mercy with cheerfulness. That's something that probably all of us could take care of, but some people are actually called to be more merciful than others, and those people should be cheerful about it. I mean, they really should. And I think Paul's trying to point that out to a lot of people. In Matthew, in the scripture from Matthew chapter 25, Jesus is speaking, and he says that the king will say to those on his right, and he's referring to himself. He's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He's referring to himself that those who come in on his right are going to be the ones who are going on to heaven. Those are going to be his sheep. In this story, there's a parallel between the right and the left, sheep and goats, and the goats, of course, are cast in hell. And he's pointing out to the sheep that they are blessed not because of what they tried to do all the time, but because they took care of the job that was placed in front of them. He says, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. That was right there in front of them. They saw somebody in need and they fed that person. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. Again, I was a stranger and you took me in. Again, I was naked and you clothed me. Again, taking care of the job in front of you. And Jesus just keeps going down the list. And they're like, when do we do this? And he says, if you did this for the least of my brothers, if you did this for the smallest child, if you did it for the invalid in a hospital room, if you did it for the mentally ill patient at the ward over there, if you took care of any of these people, then you've taken care of me. What he's saying is it goes back to the Great Commission and back to the commands of Jesus. Love the Lord your God above all others and love your neighbor as you love yourself. He's saying that they loved their neighbor. That was the job that was put in front of them. It's a job that's put in front of us. It's a job that's put in front of everybody. And a lot of us lose sight of that we are to love God above all others and love our neighbors, we love ourselves. And we do it by taking care of the mission, of the job, of the calling that Jesus, that God has placed in front of us. We take care of that that's right in front of us. And we don't worry about what our brother's doing. We don't worry about what our sister's doing. We don't worry about what the church down the road is doing. We don't worry about what all the other denominations who aren't our denomination, whatever denomination you happen to be, we don't worry about what they're doing. We take care of that job that's in front of us. We take care of the calling that God has placed on our church. We take care of the calling that God's placed on us as an individual, us as a family, us as a church, us as a congregation. We take care of that that's right in front of us. And we finish that job. And that's the job that we're called to do. And Jesus is saying, you did this. You did it. You took care of the jobs that I set in front of you when I put that homeless veteran on the corner of your block. When I put that orphan on the TV screen and you felt so compelled to call and make a donation. You did this when you passed by the Humane Society and adopted a puppy. I mean, whatever you do that's out of love and compassion because God has compelled you to it, you're doing for the least of those in this world, so you're doing it for Him. And when you do that, you will get your blessings because you are, at that point, taking care of the gifts that's been given to you. If you're a preacher or a prophet or anything like that, and you're sharing the word of Christ with love and diligence to all those around you, you're taking care of the job that's in front of you. If you are the door greeter, the person handing out invites to the community, if you are the bus driver who prays over the bus before you even get on it in the morning, if you're the teacher at the school, if you're the mother who's staying home with her children, if you're the homeschool mom, if you're the dad who works 10 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours a day to provide a living for his family, and you do all of that out of love and compassion that Christ has put on you, then you are in service for Christ, and you live a life for Christ, showing others what that life is. You're serving Him. You're doing the job that's in front of them. You're teaching others to be like Christ. Not like you, like Christ. They come to you, what's going on? It's like, dude, Christ. And they're like, okay. So you're taking care of those jobs that are in front of you. You're knocking those out one by one, day by day. Another passage that I absolutely love comes out of Matthew. And it's one of my absolute favorite passages. It's Matthew 6, starting in verse 25. This is why I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they? Can you add a single cubit to His height by worrying? And why do you worry about clothes? Learn how the wildflowers of the field grow. They don't labor or spin thread. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was adorned like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, won't He do much more for you, you of little faith? So don't worry saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For the idolaters eagerly seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. See, what Jesus is telling them, obviously He's telling them not to worry about things, that God is the provider of all things. And that's big, bold letters. But the very last sentence is what really gets me. I love the whole passage. The very last sentence is what really gets me. Don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Jesus is saying right there, today is the day that's in front of you. Take care of it. Focus on what's in front of you. Let's take care and finish the work that God has placed in front of us today. And tomorrow, we'll do it again. And the next day, we'll do it again. And every day, one day at a time, let's finish the work that's in front of us. Whatever it is that we do for the least of those around us, we do for Christ. Let's do it out of love and compassion. And let's remember to finish the work that's in front of us. So that's our message for today. I think it's a really great message that we all need to understand. We all need to get in our mind. I hope that you enjoy this message. If you have any comments or questions or anything, please feel free to email me at Brother James, BROJames, at BrotherJamesParty.com. Or you can message me on Facebook. You can message me on Twitter, on Instagram. I'm on all of those. It's at Brother James Party on any of those. At BRO James Party on any of those. You can look me up. You like and follow those pages. Subscribe to my blog site to get updates about things that are coming on. You'll get notifications about new blog posts. I just really hope that you all enjoyed what you've heard. Again, any thoughts or questions, hit me up on those sites. I love y'all. I hope to see y'all or to be with y'all next time, where we're going to talk about shuffle your feet. And this sounds so weird. I know it does. I giggle every time I read it. Shuffle your feet. But I'm preparing a message for it. I think y'all will really enjoy. Look forward to it. God bless. Can't wait to be with y'all again.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.